Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn.
Greenhorn, a person who is inexperienced at a particular vocation.
Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy, everyone. This is Parker James with the Greenhorn, and I'm here with Randy Sainer. He's with the University of Nebraska Lincoln Extension Program. Randy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in a ranch north of here in the Denning-Halsey area, Sand Hills. Went to college, worked down here at the Research Center for a while, got my master's, and then started with Extension. And I work with beef producers across. I also have a few cows of my own, so it kind of keeps me down to earth thinking like a producer. So that's
what you want to see from an educator. That's awesome. Now, Randy, what do you think has been the cause of the decline in youth in the industry?
Part of it's there's a lot of stuff going on at school. The reason is we have less people in the country right now. I mean, if you think about people that live in rural America, they're older. There's not as many young families. And someday that's going to be an issue with us. And so hopefully we can work as a country to try to solve some of this.
Randy, what are the benefits to getting a degree in our industry?
So the one thing, if you do have a college degree, you get some more business management classes, some things to make you look at the big picture of things. Sometimes we can stay on a place that we tend to get really focused in and we don't look at the big picture because times change and you have to adapt with changes. We have to adapt with climate changes, with marketing changes. So going to a land-grant university, I think, just broadens your experience. You also meet people that you can use in the future. That's what they're there. And you make those connections, it's going to really help you. And so that's what I would suggest. There is probably some people that go to a two-year school if they want to work on a ranch. That'll work fine. And they might end up owning some if they find the right person. But I really like the four-year because I think it gives you a little bit more information and makes your thinking broad.
Off topic, what's your favorite cut of beef and how do you take it?
You know, I like the New York strip really well.
Classic.
Ribeyes are good too, but that's kind of my favorite, the New York strip.
How do you like it done?
Medium. So here's a deal I'll tell you. I used to like all my stuff well done till I went to the meat lab and under red light I tested beef and guess which one I picked? Medium.
Really?
So I started having to do medium. It's more juicy, more flavorful, but some people don't want to see any red. Well, that's a mistake.
So you're saying scientifically the people who eat their steak well done, they're kind of wrong.
Well, yeah, but I can't
No, we can't. We can't say that. No fair. Thank you so much for joining me, Randy. Thank you, everyone, for listening into the Greenhorn. You have a great and prosperous day.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from Bite One. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.